just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham.
Can we define love? If we are asked to tell, to define, to describe love, how can we describe it? Love is lightness. Love means sustenance. Love means unconditional. Love means highest vibrations. Love means boundless. Love means no fear. Physics says that everything is matter. Metaphysics says everything is vibrations. Spirituality says everything is love. It is a love that pervades the world. Scientist, metaphysics, spiritualists, mystics, at the higher stages of consciousness, everything seems non-dual. There are no two, but one. Love is vibration, or rather, love is energy. Energy. Love affair is the exchange of energy. It is the energetic bond. There are lovers and non-lovers in the world. Who fight more? Lovers who fight more. Why do they fight? Non-lovers don't fight so much. But lovers fight. So exchange of energy should lead to harmony. But it is seen that lovers fight more. Why? Expectations. Because they have high expectations from each other. Love way itself is wrong. For the name's sake, they are lovers. There is a tendency to dominate. There is a tendency to possess. She is mine, he is mine. He cannot look at others. She should not look at others. How can she laugh with others? How can he is playing around with others? So there is a tendency to control, to dominate, to possess. It's mine. I am the master. You are the slave. There are high expectations. If you don't fulfill those expectations, you cannot get my love. The love gets contaminated, adulterated. Non-lovers, there is no expectations. This is better in one way. They don't fight. But then they don't have even that experience of intimacy, closeness. They remain deprived of something which is most quintessential in life. They do get, lovers do get glimpse of that pure love sometimes. But most of the time, they are in the stage of disturbance. Human being is always in the stage of restlessness. Man is always restless. Restlessness in the body, in the mind. If you just close the eyes and watch yourself, you will find there is so much restlessness in the body. You don't want to sit calm. You want to do something. Ask a child to sit quiet. He will scratch his head. He will move his hand. He will itch. He will open the eyes. Ask him to close the eyes and sit. But he can't. What thing he is told to do? The easiest task, not doing anything. Just sit. But he can't do. There's so much restlessness within. And the same restlessness is carried forward into adulthood. And the same restlessness persists till death. We are so restless by nature. Why? Because we feel there is something outside. Something very important. Something which we are not finding within. In the circle of existence we are here. All our energies are going out. Because there is some attraction, some taste, some rush. Something there which pulls us. That's why we want to move out. There is so much energy. The energy is trying to move out. But if we can taste something which is at the center. Now it is so difficult to go inside. A time will come when you have tasted this nectar, then it will be difficult to go out. You don't want to talk with anybody. Just want to remain silent. Lost in love. When you find that the real love is within me. There is nothing to be achieved outside. Scriptures call it sound of one's being. It is known as sound of one's being. You hear that sound within, that Omkar, that Anhad, which is within you. And compared to this sound, all other sounds fade away. Compared to this taste, everything appears insipid, tasteless. Compared to this fragrance, this aroma, everything appears bad odor. This is the highest touch of consciousness. The journey of spirituality is a journey from periphery, from circumference to the center. We love to live on the circumference. We love to move, dance on the circumference. We exist on the circumference. All our relationships, all our service, all our emotions, feelings. But beyond that, there is a center within us, which is so, so beautiful, so delicious, so melodious, so soft, so fragrant, so beautiful, that the outside is reduced to nothing. So this is spirituality, to go within. Yesterday we were reading about divine message. Baba was meeting the group of ORC and we saw the mind, the intellect should become clean and clear. if you want to catch those rays of the eternal. So Baba is praising everybody. Bab dada bado aur choto, dono ko yaad par, dete sada kehte, bade to bade hai lekin chote dridhta mein bade pakke hai. Aise bacche ko vishesh in advance padam guna mubarak de rahe, ki ORC wale bahut kuch vishesh kamal dikhayenge. Komal nahi, kamal ban dikhayenge. Not komal. Don't become komal. Touch me not. Sensitive babies, crying babies, HSPs, highly sensitive persons, but show wonders. Don't become weak, coward, controlled, or prisoner. When we look at the cross, there is crucifix. There is Jesus who is crucified, and they are crucifiers. In our case, we are the crucifix. We are the one who is crucified. And the crucifier, as we ourselves, we are the prisoner of a jail. And we are the jailers. The prison has been created by whom? It is a journey of self-torture, self-sabotage, self-destruction that we are leading somewhere. Who is responsible for our sorrow? Who has put you behind the bars? Who has nailed you? You are the crucifix, you are the crucifier, and you are the one who is getting tortured. Somewhere, we are creating everything. And all this is happening because of this komal nature, this sensitive nature that loves to absorb pain. Baba says, don't become like a sponge. We absorb pain. Things are happening. And we search. The pain wants to go away from us, but we are chasing pain. The sorrow wants to go away, but we chase sorrow, we search sorrow, we find sorrow. This is a never-ending chase for sorrow. 10 people come and praise me. It doesn't affect me much. Suddenly somebody comes and starts abusing me. I forget all these 10 people, I remember that one person. And every word he spoke, I try to revise that at Amrit Vela. And also intermittently throughout the day. And one good revision in the evening yoga as well. And the intellect is so sharp, I don't forget every single word he spoke. Baba says, break this prison. Break this crucifix. Stop this journey of self-destruction. You are not here to be controlled by others. You are your own controller. You are the master. You are the captain of your ship. You are the master of your life. Komal nahi, kamal ban dikhayenge. Bolo, bacche aise jalwa dikhayenge na. Meethe bacche dridhta aur sahanshilta ki visheshta ki shaktiyon ki chhatra chhaya aur sada baap dwara prapt vardaan saath rakhna. Sada man mein pakka yaad rakhna ki main baba ke love mein leen yogin hu, yogi hu. Baba ki chhatra chhaya hamare upar sada hai hi. Aise nishchay buddhi sthiti nishchit vijayi atma rehna hi hai. So always remember, sada man mein pakka yaad rakhna. Remember this. What? My Baba ke love mein leen. Who I am? I am the one who is lost in the love of God. A yogini, a yogi. A yogi who is lost in the love of the Lord. A yogin who is lost in the love of the Yogeshwar, God. So as we said in the beginning, everything is love. Everything is energy. And God is the ocean of that energy. So be a yogi who is lost in the love of God. There are four stages. There was once this philosopher, Martin Buber, an Israeli philosopher, an Austrian philosopher. He has done a lot of work on love. And he described two stages. The first stage is I and it. The second stage is I and thou, you. The first stage is I and it. I love you. But that you is not person, it is it, a thing. I love this pain. So this pain is mine. I possess this pain. This is one pain. This is one form of love, where the person is not a person, but an object. It's a low level. But most of our love is like this. I and it. I love this laptop. This is mine. You should not look at it. You should not touch it. What are you doing with it? What have you done? I had given you for one day, but you have just spoiled it. There's a hidden anger. Because the other is it. It belongs to me. The second is thou, you. It's little higher. The person is there. I respect you. I love you. It's a higher form. But still, you are mine. You cannot belong to others. He talked only of these two. There's a lot of thing he has written about this. I and it, I and thou. But beyond this, there is a third level as well. He has not spoken about that. But there is a third level, which is not I, but thou, but you. You are more important for me. It is not important who I am, what I am, but you are everything. This is a stage of total surrender. This is a stage of love of God where I is dropped and you remains. This is the real love of God. Where I am no more existing. You alone exist. You alone are my everything. I don't need anything. You has become more important. You has increased, I has reduced. Augmentation of you and reduction of I. This is a form of love. Where I am nothing, you are everything. I don't want any praises. I don't want appreciation. I don't want recognition. Because you alone are doing everything. I am just a doll, a puppet, and you are the puppeteer. The strings are in your hand. What can I say that I have done this or I have spoken this or I have done this seva or that seva? It's you who is the supreme operator. It's your play. You are the director. You are directing it. Everything is happened by your will. Thy will shall be done. All complainings have finished. I have no complaints. How can I have complaints when I know that things are happening by your will? Your will is of paramount importance. That's the third stage. What could be the fourth stage? Even higher than that. This is the highest, as I said. I am nothing. You are everything. What I have done, it is you who has made me do that. Unique. The last stage is no I and no you. Everything has become one. What I, what you, nothing. It's a very high stage. Theoretically, it can be understood. One can think, but how it would be, that will be known only if you experience. Because we are caught here at present. It. God is also it for us. There's so much expectations from Him. If I fall sick, You should cure me. If it is a rain, You should stop the rain, let me reach and then rain fall. There's so much selfishness hidden somewhere, everywhere. Okay, it can be because of love also, but then love is mixed and mingled with selfishness. If I am hungry, it is your job to provide me food. Why you are not sending somebody with a platter? We are lost here. This love is full of expectations. This love is full of ups and downs. Sometimes it is there, sometimes it disappears. The it changes. Sometimes it is He, sometimes it is another person. Sometimes it could be an object. I love car. It is my possession. There's a low. Higher up, thou, there's a respect. There's a grace. There is a prayer. But yet the I is there. Even higher than that. This is higher. Where you are everything and I am the instrument. But I is still there. I is still existing here. I am Nimit. God has, Baba has made me instrument. But I have been made instrument, not you. Move aside. I will do this work. Because I am Nimit. So there is still I which can generate ego. Ego is waiting everywhere to attack. Everywhere. Whatever charitable work you do, somebody will come from within and give a push and say, I have done it. I have done it. I do it. The last stage is where the I drops. You become detached observer, Sakshi, here. And at the same time, lost in love. So this is the yogic life, yogic journey, where Baba says, become a yogini, become a yogin, become a yogi, who is lost in love of God. We progress every day, more and more towards Him. And the more we progress, we realize that we are moving from limitations to the unlimited. We have to drop all the limitations, all the boundaries, and move towards the unconditional. It's a love affair, the divine romance with the beloved. The last stage is where the lover, beloved, and love become one. The last stage is where the observer, the observed, and the observed observation becomes one. The last stage is where the bhakt, a devotee, Bhagavan, God, and bhakti becomes one. The dualism is gone. We live, we move, we have our being in Him. That's the switch. Om Shanti.